traveling in time means traveling through this fourth dimension.
Thank you. There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. Friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York, or in Hollywood, or in London, or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time, time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures. And they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
We'll be together. And that was the Mike Stewart Span doing Children of Tomorrow. Before that, the Dukes of Stratosphere with 25 O'Clock, which may have been the answer to the question in the previous track from Ken Nordine, asking, what time is it? Had Whopper doing Qualo Klobinski's Lullaby. Whopper was a one-off recording done by Julian Cope back in the early 1980s on an album called From the Shores of Lake Placid, which was a compilation of Liverpool bands from that era. And the vocalist is credited as Kevin Stapleton. But that, in fact, was Julian Cope. For some reason, at some point, he decided temporarily to go under that name. There's a lot of questions with that man. Before that, Orchestra Superstring, a side project, if you will, from DJ Bonebreak of X. And that was a song called Palace of Dreams. Began this evening's show with The Doors and Spanish Caravan. Good evening to all. You are listening to 88.7 FM, WJCU.org. Name of this program is The Fourth Dimension. I am your host, Dave Swanson, with you every Wednesday evening from 10 p.m. to midnight, playing all sorts of stuff for you. The weather taking a turn for the less humid, thankfully. Hope you're enjoying that. Hope your week is going well thus far. Right now, this is Twink.
Colors, colorful shadows dancing round.
Glass Harp with Can You See Me? Had Country Joe and the Fish with Thursday. Hawkwind from Space Ritual did Orgone Accumulator. We had two from Twink starting that set out. We had Standing Tiptoe on the Highest Hill and 10,000 Words in a Cardboard Box, both from his Think Pink album. You are listening to The Fourth Dimension here on WJCU. Hope you're enjoying the music out there. Can check out the littlelighthouse.net for archived episodes of this show as well as my Saturday show Viva La Rock. Thanks to them as always for posting those. And you can also check out the Fourth Dimension Facebook page for complete playlists and so forth. Right now, this is a group called Deep Feeling and The Ruin.
In my mind, there's only moonlight, shining through its broken walls. Nothing left for me to care for. The temple slowly leaves and falls. In the ruin of my mind, no sight for eyes that once could see. Crying winds disturb the car. We'll be right back.
When it comes to long songs, That's definitely a favorite there. That's Caravan from the album In the Land of Gray and Pink, and that was 9 Feet Underground. July did King B, and it's another one of those bands that didn't record that, or didn't release that much, I should say, at the time, but recorded a fair amount, and thanks again to Cherry Red Records out of the UK for delving into their deep catalog and releasing a set of a bunch of their material there. Started out with Deep Feeling and a song called The Ruin. Got one last set of music for you this evening. Going to start it out with Ron Elliott from the Bo Brummels, who released a solo album called The Candlestick Maker. And this is the title track. Thank you.
time, sketching my inventions up on the sky. Oh, I can get by. My way through a road of secrets, waiting to play with my day. Sonnets of blue ribboned bonnets tied up with a girl. I can spin stories of failure and glory wrapped up in identical worlds. What can you draw with a line that has two sides inside and out? Isn't life a circle in time? Isn't life within and without? And all the rest means nothing more to me. Life is a circle, no doubt. It has two sides, inside and out. Twilight descending, the shadows grow dark. Fog is now bending the lamplight in Golden Gate Park. I walk upon pavement worn down through the years, and I wonder if cellars and basements around me can hear. The meeting is nearing, my master is there, down in the clearing to talk of my growing despair. And what will I tell him, how will I begin, describing that circle of trouble we got myself in? The drifter, the dreamer, the candlestick maker, and I. The drifter has vanished. The dreamer with age has gone blind. Moonlight peeking through the fog, night blurring in the sky. Soon might pick up on a dogfight shadow passing by. Wait on, got to stay and bear the winter. I begin to think that it's just the drifter in me. I begin to think that the drifter's calling to me. On the edge of whirlwinds blowing from the sea. Chilling slices of the darkness grab a hold of me. Wait on, feeling so afraid of nothing. I begin to think that the dreamer's calling to me. I begin to think that it's just the dreamer in me. Candlestick maker and I. The drifter has vanished. The dreamer with age has gone blind. So I bring the story to tell to my glorious master. The drifter was younger and wanted to see all he could. He searched in the mountains, got lost in the tangle of wood. So onward he journeyed, forgetting the place where he stood. The dreamer was happy, contented with all that he saw, until he screamed thunder when thunder was not there at all. And what he imagined possessed him to scream, "There is nothing." Now they are afraid of the dark because they can't see themselves, their shadow, the candlestick maker, or me. The morning put sand in my eyes. Who may I question? For fools are not wise. Thank you.
calm before the storm, and then the fight. And now I see the sparrows.
To fly.
From their album called CJ Fish. That was Country Joe and the Fish with She's a Bird. I know we already heard Country Joe earlier, but just seemed to fit the mood. Tangerine Dream, one of their earliest recordings, Lady Greengrass. The Association did Pandora's Golden Heebie-Jeebies. Began with Ron Elliott and the Candlestick Maker. And that will just about wrap things up this evening. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for supporting WJCU and for being a college radio listener. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll see you here next week.